Well, good morning. My name is Mitch Glazer, president of Chosen People Ministries, a mission to the Jewish people that began in 1894. Based in New York City, operating in 17 countries around the globe, and have deep concern for the well-being of the Jewish people and for the nation of Israel. I'm grateful to Dr. Jerry Johnson and those planning Proclaim 18 for the ways in which the modern state of Israel is being honored and at the conference in celebration of her 70th anniversary. Along with Joel Rosenberg, we sponsored a survey that Scott just mentioned that was designed by and administered by Lifeway. And the information gleaned from the survey motivated a few dozen evangelical Christian leaders and Messianic Jews to form the Alliance for the Peace of Jerusalem. The Alliance is a group of evangelicals committed to educating and influencing the broader church as a way of responding to theological trends and generational shifts taking place at this time and alerting evangelicals to the decline in support of Israel and the Jewish people in particular, unless action is taken, and we hope to take that action. One of our theological concerns involves the rise of what is commonly called replacement theology or supersessionism. As a survey indicates, those who affirm these views tend to be less positive towards Israel and less engaged in bringing the gospel to the Jewish people. More focused Bible teaching that includes Israel as part of the biblical story, especially for the next generation of evangelicals, is important. And the Alliance for the Peace of Jerusalem intends to prepare resources and provide tools and experiences for those in the church, particularly those under the age of 40, to better understand that God has an ongoing plan for the Jewish people today and tomorrow. Also, the survey indicated that evangelicals are favorable towards Jewish evangelism, telling their Jewish friends and family about Jesus or Yeshua, the Jewish Messiah. Whereas there was only a slight difference in the survey among those who believe the church has replaced Israel when it comes to believing in the importance of sharing the gospel, the number of evangelicals who have actually spoken to their Jewish friends about Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, in the last season of life was about 11% less. So you see, it does actually make a big difference as to what you believe about Israel and its ongoing role in the plan of God. Again, as Scott mentioned, the survey discovered that 2%, or about 870,000 evangelicals surveyed were Jewish, either through their parents or grandparents. Now, we really cannot comment beyond the survey to try to determine what level of Jewish identification they practice or observe, whether or not they observe the Jewish holidays or identify with the Jewish community in other ways. However, the numbers themselves are remarkable. Assuming the United States has 6.7 million Jewish people, this group of evangelicals who identify as Jewish represent approximately 7% of the U.S. Jewish population. This population is larger than we assume. The 2013 Pew survey identified a group of 1.5 million people with Jewish parents or grandparents who are actually raised in Christian homes, though not necessarily evangelical. This increases the usual determination of the Jewish population in the U.S. to about 8.2 million, and the number of Jewish people with Christian beliefs to 5%. Depending on how the U.S. Jewish population is determined, it is clear that Pew and Lifeway are in the same orbit. They're very similar. The Apostle Paul speaks of an end-time turning of Jewish people to Jesus in Romans 11, 25 through 29. And as we just learned, 55% of evangelicals believe that the Bible teaches that one day most or all of the Jewish people alive at the return of Jesus will believe in him. Only 16% disagree with that statement, and 47% agree that Jesus will return when the Jewish people accept Jesus. Evangelicals in general view the turning of Jewish people to Jesus as a sign of the second coming. So these numbers are significant to evangelicals. But the Apostle Paul also says in Romans 11:5, that there's come to be at the present time a remnant according to God's gracious choice. Now, this is not just today, and it wasn't just in Paul's time. In fact, we have very, very good reason to believe that there were as many as 250,000 Jewish believers in Jesus that perished in the Holocaust, along with their fellow Jewish people. This is that number is actually the 250,000, an increase over the 225,000 Jewish people that were determined to be followers of Jesus in the 19th century. And we've got great information on that. So there does seem to be a growing trend of Jewish people becoming Christians in modern times. Many of these identify as Messianic Jews, who also tend to strongly identify with the Jewish community, and quite a few do not as well. And certainly, Messianic Jews, Jewish evangelicals, form one of the most natural bridges possible between the Jewish community and evangelicals. The Alliance hopes to explore these issues to get a better understanding of the Jewish people who believe in Jesus and Messianic Jewish movement, and we look forward to the practical and theological issues the Alliance will address in the future that we hope will benefit both the Jewish community, Israel, and the Palestinian community as well. Thank you.